We have a call this morning for every school to offer gender-neutral uniforms, toilets and changing rooms. It's from the PPTA, who reckon uniforms shouldn't be solely decided by a student's gender or perceived gender identity. It also wants schools to offer private and safe bathrooms for kids, members of the PPTA's Rainbow Task Force. Sean Cooper's with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
In a world of really big issues, is this one of them?
Well, absolutely. It is if you belong to the LGBTI community and you're a student.
And how many of them are there that belong to that community in any given, say, for example, high school of 800 people?
Sure. I mean, when we're looking at the Youth 2000 survey series that was conducted by the Faculty of Medical Health Sciences, it's a pretty robust study, and it works out to students who self-report to belong to the community are about 1 in 30. So that'd be about one per class. And we know that as students get older, that number increases when they're asked.
And so what the call is for high schools, presumably at this stage, would that or do you perceive it to move into universities, to primary schools? Where does it begin and end?
Well, the guidelines that we've written are for high schools. But actually, it's reflective of changes that are happening right across the board.
You've got a cost on this?
No, we don't have a cost on it. I think what's important is that we're actually looking at being responsive to the community users of our schools. And, there shouldn't be much of a cost associated with this.
Well, if you're making a toilet, that's a cost. If uniforms are costs in every school in the country, that's hundreds and hundreds of schools, hundreds and hundreds of facilities, thousands upon thousands of uniforms.
I think you kind of launched into something that isn't really the point of the renewed guidelines that we've launched. First of all, school uniforms are paid for by the users, and so we're not talking about any cost to schools for uniforms. What the guidelines talk about is it talks about during the general review of a school uniform that they take into consideration that school uniforms can reinforce gender norms, and that has an impact on their students.
So, well, what are you asking for? Presumably in asking for something or take into consideration, that leads to a tangible act. If it leads to a tangible act, there'll be a cost and time and energy that goes into that, won't there?
Well, the tangible act that we're asking schools to take notice of is the fact that two new guidelines have been written by the Ministry of Education in 2015. The first one is the Sexuality Education, which is a guide for boards of trustees, principals, and teachers. It's a national curriculum document that actually calls on schools to look at their practices, including school uniforms. So this isn't new from the PPTA, but what we have done is we've synthesized a number of things. The other document is a document around bullying guidelines for schools, and that's also a Ministry of Education document that was launched in 2015, and it actually speaks about school uniforms. So this isn't new, and the PPTA isn't advocating for anything new. It's actually something that exists in ministry policy already.
Is it going anywhere?
Absolutely. In the last few years that I've been involved with promoting the sexuality education guidelines and doing professional development in schools, schools are responding to this. They're recognizing that for the students for whom this is a major issue, it can have huge impacts on their feeling of self-worth, in how they express themselves and how they feel comfortable actually going to school to study, which is their job.
All right, Sean, appreciate your time very much. Sean Cooper.